It's a beautiful day in this neighborhood, a beautiful day for a neighbor. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? It's a neighborly day in this beauty wood, a neighborly day for a beauty. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? I have always wanted to have a neighbor just like you. I've always wanted to live in a neighborhood with you. So let's make the most of this beautiful day. Since we're together, we might as well say, would you be mine? Could you be mine? Won't you be my neighbor? Won't you please? Won't you please? Please won't you be my neighbor? How are you? Oh, I'm so glad to see you today. I was thinking about you the whole way around the corner and down the block. Yes, I saw Mr. McFeely, and he handed me this. I'll show you what it is in a minute, as soon as I get my shoes tied. There. Sometimes when you're in a hurry to tie your shoes, you don't do it well at all. There, just right. Now, this is called liquid plant food. It has a little dropper and everything in it. And he said, you might like to give a few drops to your plant, Mr. Rogers. You might like to give a few drops to your plant, Mr. Rogers. You know how he talked. Okay, well, let's do it. Plant, come on to the kitchen. We're going to give you some Mr. McFeely plant food. Now, first I have to just add 4 drops to the water when watering. Okay. First the water. There. Now 4 drops. One, 2, 3, 4. Okay. This plant has really grown well, hasn't it? You know, it used to be a seed. Just a tiny seed, about that big. And then it grew and grew and grew. And remember the time that it grew so much that we had to put it in a bigger pot? Now it's even growing more. Yeah. Just like you. Wait a minute, I'll give it a little. There's some water. With a treat from Mr. McFeely. I was just thinking about you, you know, I think you've grown too. I'm sure you have. Stand up a minute, will you? Why, you have grown. Since the last time I saw you. Yeah. Go like this. Put your hands way up above your head. Yeah, as if you were reaching to the ceiling. And stand on your tiptoes. Are you tall? You certainly have grown. Yeah. Sit down now, okay? And not too close to the television screen, all right? I always sit back a little way like this so that I can see better. Yeah. You know, you were once a tiny, tiny baby, too. You used to creep and crawl real well, but then you learned to walk real well. There was a time you'd coo and cry, but then you learned to talk, and my, you hardly ever cry. You hardly ever crawl at all. I like the way you're growing up. It's fun, that's all. You're growing, you're growing, you're growing in and out. You're growing. You're growing all about. Your hands are getting bigger now. Your arms and legs are longer now. You even sense your insides grow. When mom and dad refuse you, so you're learning how to wait now. It's great to hope and wait somehow. I like the way you're growing up. It's fun, that's all. You're growing, in and out. You're growing, all about. Your friends are getting better now. They're better every day somehow. You used to stay at home to play, but now you even play away. You do important things now. Your friends and you do big things now. I like the way you're growing up. It's fun, that's all. Someday you'll be a grown-up too, and have some children grow up too. Then you can love them in and out, and tell them stories all about the times when you were their size, the times when you found great surprise in growing up. And they will sing, it's fun, that's all. You're growing, you're growing in and out. You're growing. You're growing all about. You sure are, just like this plant. I'm going to take you over to the sink window. I think that'd be a good place for you. Mm-hmm. You have good food, too. Oh, doorbell. Who's at the back door? Who's at bar my back door? Hi, Mrs. Rubin. Come in. Oh, boy, you and your friends have been busy, haven't you?
Oh, we certainly have.
I like to see the things that you make. You know, yeah. Mrs. Rubin, my neighbor.
Hello. Hello. I'm going to show you all kinds of things that my friends have made for gifts.
Gifts?
Very special gifts for very special people. Like this box, which a little boy decorated by cutting paper and pasting it on.
How old was he?
Well, he was 4 and a half.
4 and a half year old.
And he said it was for his dad to put things in when he didn't have room for them.
Good idea.
Isn't that a nice idea?
Sure is.
I wonder if you can guess what this was supposed to hold.
I don't know. It looks like a fancy plant holder.
That's exactly what it
is.
Is
it?
Yes, so the plants will grow as big and beautiful as the ones in the picture.
Yeah.
And that was done by a 5-year-old.
I have a plant, you know, that I sometimes take care of very well. And Mr. McFeely gave me some plant food for it today. This is a great plant.
Oh, very good. Now, this one's a little harder to guess. That's how it looks on the outside.
It's an egg carton, isn't it?
It was an egg carton, and that's how it looks on the inside.
What's it for, all those little places?
Well, this little girl, who was 5, said, if my mom wants it, she can put earrings in it. If my dad wants it, he can use it for cufflinks. Or maybe he'd want to use it for things that he keeps at his desk,
like paper clips.
Or maybe even things like nails, which he might use at a workbench.
Great idea. How old was she?
She was 5.
5-year-olds, great idea.
Now this one, I think, needs some hinting. May I give you a hint?
Sure, looks as if it might roll.
It would, yeah. But that wasn't what it was meant for.
A muff.
A muff. For a little girl in the cold weather.
To keep her hands warm.
To keep her hands warm.
And that's made out of cardboard, isn't it?
That's right, just a cardboard paper roll.
What good ideas you have.
Now this was a very nice gift for a little girl's brother. The little girl was 5, and she thought that her brother needed a place to keep his tissues.
Mm.
So she used an old shoe box and decorated it herself by cutting paper and pasting it on.
Very good. Look at that.
Of course.
That's a great idea.
So some people have gifts for other kinds of people. This gift was for this person.
King Friday?
That's right.
Something for him to carry things in, huh?
A basket. And this is another sort of basket made by weaving into this plastic container, which came with some fruits in it.
Mm-hmm.
Weaving with yarn. This was done by a 6-year-old.
It's a very fancy basket, isn't it?
Isn't it?
Yeah. It's a place for everything.
Right. Of course, sometimes things hold the same sorts of things that you might want them to hold in the future.
Mm-hmm.
Like, this came with jelly. When the jelly was all eaten up, the little girl took these little geometric shapes, which were already cut, and made her own picture out of them,
mm-hmm.
her own design all around. And then she said, when you make some jelly, Mom, or some preserves, maybe you could use this jar for yourself.
Sure. Or you could even use it for pencils or pens or things.
Absolutely.
Or straws.
Right. This one's easy to guess.
That's a napkin holder, isn't it?
That's right.
Well, now, how did she do that? Or was it a girl or boy?
It was, actually, this was made by a little boy for his mother.
Well, how did he do
it? Well, he took a paper plate, and then he cut another paper plate in half, and he stapled them on the edges, and then he used crayon to decorate it.
And here's the place for the napkins to go in.
Right. And he did say to his mom that if she'd rather use it to put in letters or notes or something else, she could.
Well, that's for her to decide, isn't it?
Right. And of course, this one is for flowers.
Hey, that's a vase, isn't it?
It certainly is.
Look at those good flowers, paper flowers.
The little girl who made the vase also made the flowers.
Just a detergent.
That's right. Now, sometimes children and moms and dads like to work together, and
sure.
That's what happened here. When the mom helped to cut the strips so they'd be just the right length, and the little girl made the picture.
Mmm, that a pretty container.
She's almost 7, you know.
7?
Yes.
7-year-olds, take notice.
Of course, great. Sometimes you use containers for things not that you want to keep, but things that you want to throw away.
Mm-hmm.
Like a wastebasket. There's a big one. And there's a medium-sized one. And there's a little one. So I can get these out.
Papa Bear, Mama Bear, and me.
Right. And in here is something that was meant for somebody, because it's got the somebody's name on it.
Yes.
And it was meant to be used for a special purpose.
Well, now it's a box.
Do you think you can figure it out? It is a box.
There's a box. But it's got a little slit here. Is it a bank?
Good guess.
Have some pennies. Could I put some pennies in for her?
I'm sure she'd be very happy if you did.
I've got 2 pennies. That's a great bank.
And of course, if you want to have places to keep your art supplies or your pencils or brushes, you can decorate this kind of container,
mm-hmm.
which frozen juices sometimes come in,
mm-hmm.
and put it in a box.
Hey, look at this.
And that's a game.
One in, oh, nice. One inside the, that wouldn't go in there. Is that a game for a young person?
That was a game for a baby made by his older sister. And I was thinking that people could make the same sort of game by using different sizes of cups.
Sure.
But I
didn't know there was such a small cup as that.
Well, they do come in all sorts of different sizes.
Uh-huh.
But I did promise my friends that I would take the boxes back and all the gifts so that they could give them to the people for whom they were made. I wonder, though, if you'd like to keep the cups, and maybe you could play with them someday,
yeah,
and maybe
like
even
to.
Decorate them when you have the time, so I'll leave the art supplies to you.
Great, thank you very much. You mean you have to go now?
Well, I did promise I'd bring the gifts back, and they are waiting.
Boy, time goes quickly with you, Mrs. Rubin. Can I help you with them?
Well, thank
That's
you very much.
That's a great wastebasket, isn't it?
If we can put that into this, there is a place for everything.
There
isn't
is a place for everything.
Thank you
very much.
You're very welcome. Goodbye.
Give your friends my best. Mrs. Rubin and her friends have wonderful ideas, don't they? Hey, maybe we could make a telescope out of this and look right into the neighborhood of make-believe, okay?
Oh, yes, King Friday seems to be very serious about it, Mr. Negri.
Well, I only hope that I can do something to help.
I think I hear him coming now. Good luck to you.
Okay, thank you, adieu.
Handyman Negri, I presume?
Correct as usual, Your Majesty.
Are you one of the 40 million?
Excuse me, sir?
Are you one of the 40 million?
One of the 40 million what, sir?
Are you one of the 40 million litterbugs in this country?
King Friday, I'm afraid I don't know what you mean, sir.
You don't know what a litterbug is?
One who litters.
Exactly. Someone who throws little things here and there and they never get into a litter basket. Are you one of those 40 million?
Well, I hope not, sir.
Well, I hope not too, Mr. Negri, because I've decided to have you take a census.
Yes, sir.
I want you to ask the following questions to everyone in this neighborhood.
Yes, sir.
Are you prepared?
I'm ready, sir.
And I want you to bring the results back to me.
Of course, sir.
First question.
Yes.
Full name and address.
Full name and address.
Occupation?
Occupation.
How much does a candy wrapper weigh?
A candy wrapper, sir?
Exactly, a candy wrapper.
Candy wrapper.
How much do you think it weighs, handyman?
Well, I don't know, sir.
That's the trouble. Nobody cares about important things anymore.
But I'd like to know, sir.
A candy wrapper weighs 1/8 of an ounce.
That's not very heavy, is it, sir?
Not at all. That's why it shouldn't be too difficult to carry it to a litter basket.
And when someone doesn't put it in a litter basket...
If you drop it on the street, you'd be a litter bug.
Right, sir.
Now, the last question is...
Yes, question.
Were you ever, or are you now...
Or are you now...
A litter bug.
A litter bug.
Right. That is all.
Yes, sir.
You may bring your results as quickly as possible.
Right, sir.
There are 1 million pieces of litter descending on this country every day of every year, and we're going to have them stopped.
Of course, sir.
Stopped,
yes, sir.
I say.
Yes, sir. Hi, Daniel.
How are you, Handyman Negri?
Fine. I'm taking a census for the king, and I've got some important questions to ask you, Daniel.
Oh,
so
I'd
we'll
be
get
glad.
Right to it, all right?
All right.
Full name and address.
Daniel Striped Tiger.
Daniel Striped Tiger.
The Clock.
The Clock.
Neighborhood of Make-Believe.
Neighborhood of Make-Believe. Mm-hmm. And Daniel, your occupation?
I'm a clock keeper.
A clock keeper.
Mm-hmm. And a tame tiger. Hi.
And, Daniel, do you have any idea how much a candy wrapper weighs?
A candy wrapper?
Yes.
No, I guess it's pretty light, but I don't know exactly.
Yes, well, I just thought I might tell you. It's 1/8 of an ounce, Daniel.
Oh, good. That is light.
I'll have to put a no down there for you. The last question is, were you ever or are you now a litter bug?
You mean somebody who lets little pieces of paper fall down?
Exactly.
Oh, well. I was, yes, and I try not to be, but every once in a while I make a mistake.
Oh, well, thank you very much, Daniel. I've got to see a lot of people, so I'm going to move right along.
Well, good luck to you.
Okay.
King Friday must be interested in those things today.
Oh, I'd say he has litter on his mind.
Really?
Yeah.
See you later.
Bye.
Bye.
All right.
Good day.
Mrs. Frog, I know you're very busy, but I would like to ask you a few questions for the king.
Certainly, certainly.
First of all, your full name and address.
Mrs. Frank Lee Frog.
Frank Lee Frog, and your address?
The museum, Mr. Negri. The museum go-round.
Yes, I know you're very busy. Your occupation?
Curator of the museum.
Curator of the museum. Mm-hmm. Mrs. Frog, do you know how much a candy wrapper weighs?
Let me see. Well, I don't know, Mr. Negri. Yes. I've always received 5-pound boxes of candy.
Oh, you always receive 5-pound boxes. Well, I'll put a note there. Mrs. Frog, were you ever or are you now a litter bug?
No, I am not now a litter bug, but my son Tad occasionally drops a candy wrapper, Mr. Negri.
Tad is. What about Dr. Frog?
He is not a litter bug.
He's not a litter bug.
No.
Thank you very much. I'm sorry to have taken up your time.
Good day, Mr. Negri.
Bye.
Good day.
Bye, Mrs. Frog.
Somebody knocking on my knothole.
Hi, X. How are you, good pal?
How are you, my friend?
Fine. I'm taking a census for the king, and I'm afraid I'm going to have to ask you some rather serious questions.
Oh, okay.
You all set?
Go ahead.
All right. Your full name?
X the Owl.
X the Owl.
Yep.
And your address?
The Tree, neighborhood of make-believe.
Tree, neighborhood of make-believe. Uh-huh. Your occupation, X?
I'm a tree keeper.
A tree keeper. Daniel's a clock keeper.
Yeah.
Do you know how much a candy wrapper weighs, X?
Candy wrapper, is that a big candy or a little candy?
Well, let's just say an average size candy.
Well, my answer is no, I do not know.
Okay, we'll put a no down there for you. Uh-huh. And the last question is, were you ever or are you now a litter bug?
Litter bug?
Yes.
Oh, golly, I've seen people littering things all over the place, but I try not to be.
Very good,
X. I guess sometimes I make mistakes.
Tries not to be.
Yeah.
Well, that's very good. I liked your answers very much.
I'm glad.
They were quite good.
Are you going to ask Henrietta?
Yes, I'm afraid I'm going to have to ask Henrietta, too.
Yeah.
I'll just see if she's
Henrietta.
In.
Henrietta.
Meow.
Hi, Henrietta.
Meow, 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 meow.
I'm getting some questions and answers for the king, and I'd like to ask you a few, all right?
Yeah, sure.
First of all, your full name and address?
Meow, 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 pussycat.
Henrietta Pussycat.
Meow house, meow, meow, tree.
Meow tree, meow house.
And meow neighborhood, meow make-believe.
Yeah. Your occupation?
Meow, 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 housekeeper, meow.
Meow, meow, housekeeper.
Yeah.
And do you know how much a candy wrapper weighs, Henrietta?
Meow, 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 meow.
That's marvelous. You're the first one in the neighborhood that's known that.
Is that right? An eighth of an ounce?
That's right, X.
Why, you knew it, Henrietta. Good for you.
I'll clap my wings for you. That's marvelous.
Meow, meow, meow.
Henrietta, one more question real quick. Were you ever or are you now a litter bug?
Meow. Meow, 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 tiny pussycat. Meow, 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 dropped some things, meow.
Mm-hmm.
Meow, 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 meow. Meow, try not to be, meow.
Tries not to be. Yeah. Well, thank you very much, both of you. You've answered the questions beautifully.
Have you finished?
Yes, that's it. I'm going to have to come back another time and visit, but I'm in kind of a rush now.
That's a quick visit, wasn't it, Hen? Come on over and we'll talk about litter ourselves.
Okay. See you later, pals.
Yeah, see you later. Bye.
Bye. Yeah. Daniel, Frogs, X, Henrietta. Oh, look, there's a note with my name on it. Dear Handyman Negri, here are my answers. And here's a present I made for King Friday. It's a litter basket. I like your campaign very much. Cornflake especially. Oh, that's marvelous. I'll just keep Corny's note and take the litter basket over for the king. We'll make our final report now.
Oh, don't tell me I dropped it. Oh, I'm one of the 40 million. Oh, oh. Oh, Handyman Negri, did you pick it up?
Yes, of course, sir. I mean, everybody drops something sometime in their life, sir.
Oh, I know, but if you picked it up, it needs a litter basket once you pick it up.
Like this, sir?
Oh, good, quick work, Handyman. That's what I like.
Well, Cornflake especially made that for you, sir.
Oh, I see.
And he sent it over for you.
It's good. Oh, good. Well, what is your report?
Well, my final report, sir, is that after checking with everyone in the neighborhood of make-believe, that at some time or another, they have been litter bugs, but they try not to be litter bugs anymore. And Henrietta had an interesting report. She knew how much a candy wrapper weighed, sir. She was the only one.
Well, I imagine that Sarah Saturday would know.
Yes, sir. Well, we would have to ask her when she comes back.
So
sometimes she stays away too long.
Yes, we miss her, sir, don't we, sir?
We do other things when she goes away. Now, on with this cleanup campaign.
Yes, sir.
I think we need a song for it.
A song, King Frank?
Yeah, something like, clean up the streets, clean up the land, keep all the litter right in your hand, until you find a litter basket, or that, something like that.
That's marvelous, sir. Did you write that yourself?
Oh, of course. Oh. Many talents. I'll take my litter basket
yes,
with
sir.
Me. Thank
yes,
you.
Yes.
Thank you.
Oh, Charlie, did you hear King Friday's new litter song? That's it, Charlie.
So, a cleanup campaign in the neighborhood of make-believe. Well, I've already cleaned up the kitchen. And I'll put the plant back where it belongs. Clean up the streets, clean up the land, keep all the litter right in your hand, until you find a litter basket. There you are, plant. Continue to grow, okay? Oh, I forgot the plant food that Mr. McFeely gave me. Yep, here it is. Have to return things to people, you know. You ever borrow anything? When you borrow something, that means that you have it for just a little while, and then you give it back. Maybe you could make some sort of a wastebasket or some sort of a container, the way Mrs. Rubin and her friends did. You might even do that tomorrow or tonight. But I'll be seeing you tomorrow. Tomorrow. We'll start the day tomorrow with a song. Or two, one, two. Tomorrow, tomorrow. We'll start the day tomorrow with a smile for you. Till then, I hope you're feeling happy. Till then, I hope your day is right. Tomorrow, tomorrow. It soon will be tomorrow and be our day. We will say a very happy tomorrow to you. You always make each day a very special day. See you tomorrow. Bye.
Production funds for this series were provided by a grant from the Sears Roebuck Foundation and by a children's program fund established by NET-affiliated stations.
This is NET, the National Educational Television Network.